Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the World Board today with Reverend Audrey Thompson.
Get ready for real talk, real life issues in the next half hour.
The next voice you will hear will be no other than Reverend Audrey Thompson.
Well, good afternoon. This is yours truly, Apostle Andre Thompson. I'm coming to you live right now out of the studios of the Word for the Day radio broadcast ministry in the city, in the heart of Phillipsburg, New Jersey. And I'm telling you, I'm just excited about what God is doing. And I'm thankful that I'm still here. Amen. You should be too, that we are still here in the land of the living. Amen. And you know, I'm excited about what God has been doing. I thank God for the women and men of God that God has placed on the broadcast just to pour out of them what God has given them to speak to you on today. So you know something? You're in for a special treat on today. You that are on the internet and our chat rooms for the Word for the Day by internet, those that are dialing in, listening by phone, I want you to be in a position of expectation. Amen. A lot of times we come, but you got to come the right way. You got to come with an expectation, amen, to hear from God. So I want you to have your ears open. I'm talking about those spiritual ears on today. We have a wonderful guest on today, amen. His name is Pastor Calvin A. Green. Yes, and I want you to know that he is the pastor of Shout for Joy Baptist Church in the Bronx, New York. That's right. Amen. My native city where I was born at. Amen. Praise God. And I want you to get ready. I just want to tell you a little about this man of God. Amen. Pastor Calvin Green, amen, was ordained as pastor, amen, and as early as January 1995, and as anointed man of God, amen, he had graduated actually from HG Theology Institute, praise God, and is a powerful man of God, and he actually is a director, praise God, for the Shout for Joy Food Pantry Ministry, which has been in operation, get this, people, God, for over 20 years by him and his wife, Pastor Gloria Green. Amen. We're going to give you the way you can contact him, his email. You know, and I want to say something. That statement right there, I said over 20 years. Do you know that when you're able to have such a health ministry where you want to bless and help the people in your community, that says a lot about your heart. It says a lot about integrity and who you are. Amen. So I'm excited to have this man of God on today with me. How you doing, Pastor Green?
I'm doing well. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He's worthy to be praised.
Yes, he is. Amen. And I'm so delighted and I am humbled that you have taken our time to answer the call to be on the Word for the Day radio broadcast ministry on today. And I would like to say to you that are listening, if you have someone that needs deliverance, if you have someone that just needs to have a word of encouragement, tell them to tune in, call in on our guest line at 347-215-9859. Well, man of God, what I'm going to do right now, I'm going to go ahead and move out the way. And I want you to go ahead and minister to the people that are listening right now, those that are still calling in on our line and everything, what God has given to you. So, ladies and gentlemen, here is no other than our wonderful guest today, Pastor Calvin A. Green.
God bless you, Apostle. It's indeed an honor and a privilege to have this opportunity to speak on this channel this afternoon. Amen. First of all, I would like to give honor to God because God is good, and he's good. He's good some more. And he's good one more time on top of that. Amen. We acknowledge and give honor to our apostle, and we indeed thank him for this opportunity to bring the gospel to dying men in this world. Amen. And we shan't labor before you long. I am a preacher that stands up, speaks up, and sits down. If that's all right with the listening audience on this afternoon, Amen. We're going to ask those of you that may have your Bibles, amen, and turn with me into the Old Testament writings in the first book of Samuel. Amen. Then we will begin our reading in the very first verse. And the word of God reads as thus. And the Lord said unto Samuel, how long wilt thou mourn for Saul, seeing I have rejected him from reigning over Israel? Fill thine horn with oil and go, and I will send thee to Jesse the Bethlehemite, for I have provided me a king among his sons. And Samuel said, how can I go? If Saul hear it, he will kill me. And the Lord said, take a heifer with thee, and say, I come to sacrifice to the Lord. And call Jesse to the sacrifice, and I will show thee what thou shalt do. And thou shalt anoint unto me him who I name unto thee. And Samuel did that which the Lord spake, and came to Bethlehem. And the elders of the town trembled at his coming, and said, comest thou peacefully? And he said, peacefully, I am come to sacrifice unto the Lord. Sanctify yourselves, and come with me to the sacrifice. And he sanctified Jesse and his sons, and called them to the sacrifice. And it came to pass, when they were come, that he looked on Eliab, and said, surely the Lord's anointed is before him. But the Lord said unto Samuel, look not on his countenance, or on the height of his stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord seeth not as man seeth, for man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. Then Jesse called Abinadab, and made him pass before Samuel. And he said, neither hath the Lord chosen this. Then Jesse made Shammah to pass by, and he said, neither hath the Lord chosen this. Again, Jesse made seven of his sons to pass before Samuel. And Samuel said unto Jesse, the Lord has not chosen thee. And Samuel said unto Jesse, are here all thy children? And he said, there remaineth yet the youngest. And behold, he keepeth the sheep. And Samuel said unto Jesse, send and fetch him, for we will not sit down till he come hither. And he sent and brought him in. Now he was ruddy and withal of a beautiful countenance, and goodly to look to. And the Lord said, arise, anoint him, for this is he. God has a blessing always to the reading and hearing of his word. We continue to pray that his word will serve as a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. And we pray that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Amen. For a very short while, we shan't labor before you, Lord, long. We'd like to use for a subject the anointing knows who you are. The anointing knows who you are. The book of 1 Samuel describes the transition of leadership in Israel from judges to kings. There are three characters that are prominent in the book of Samuel. Samuel, the last judge and first prophet, Saul, the first king of Israel, and David, the king elect, anointed, but yet not recognized as Saul's successor. And if I may, we'll just get into the topic on today, the anointing knows who you are. Yes. In our text, in the first scripture in our text, the Lord is speaking unto Samuel and says to him, how long wilt thou mourn for Saul, seeing I have rejected him from reigning over Israel? Now, if my sermon was homiletically sound, my first point would be is, how long, church, how long, brothers and sisters, are we going to mourn over things that God has rejected? How long are we holding on to things that God has moved on and started a new thing? He says to Samuel to fill his horn with oil and go to Bethlehem because he has provided himself a new king. Samuel, on the other hand, does as so many of us does when we hear the voice of God tugging against our souls. And Saul asks, how can I go? If Saul hears it, he will kill me. My second point would be, stop questioning God. When you hear the voice of the Lord, amen, we should have the presence of mind to say that if the Lord needs somebody, send me. Then he goes on to say that if Saul hears about it, the third point would be, stop telling folks what your plans are, what you're about to do, or the things that you're about to get into. Because I come to tell you this day that there are people lying in the cut waiting to throw a monkey wrench in your plan. There are people, and I'm talking about church folks, there are people in the church that are dream destroyers. Today we would call them haters that are in the church. I declare to you that the biggest bullies and gangsters and thugs come and sit in somebody's pew in somebody's church every Sunday morning. You have one of the most unforgiving, unsympathetic, no empathy having people right in the church. Stop letting people know what you're about to do. There are people right in the church who will try to block your blessing. They smile in your face. All the time, they want to take your place. They're called backstabbers. Everyone that smiles in your face and hugs you, amen, is not really happy about you. They're not really overjoyed that the Lord is blessing you. You have smiling faces. Sometimes they pretend to be your friend. These same smiling faces show no traces of the evil that lurks within. So Samuel, amen, gets himself together, and the Bible says that he goes into Bethlehem. And when he arrives in the Bethlehem, the Bible says that the elders trembled and asked that he come in peace. You need to know that when the prophet came on the scene, amen, if you wasn't living in the world, will of God, the prophet would call you out and tell you that you needed to get right with God, or God's wrath would come down upon you. Unlike these lying prophets of today that have come and say money cometh to you, or that you're about to get a car, or you're about to get a home. But I declare to you, if you have no job, if your credit standing is not above 700, you can forget about getting a car. You can forget about getting a house. But you need to get right with the Lord. Somebody say amen. So he tells the elders that he comes peacefully, and he sanctifies them, the Bible says, and he sanctifies Jesse, and he goes into Jesse's house, and he lets Jesse know that he comes to do the will of God, that God has provided a king for him among his sons. And the Bible says that Eliab comes before Samuel, and right away Samuel says, surely God's anointed stands before him. But the Lord rebukes Samuel and says he refused him. He rejects him because, you see, man looks at your outward appearance. Amen. Let me tell you something. You can be dressed in Donna Karan, Louis Vuitton, dress GQ, and be all nasty and filthy on the inside. You see, God doesn't deal with you on the outside. God is a God of hearts. So the Lord tells Samuel, I've refused him. So the Bible goes on to say that seven of Jesse's sons comes before Samuel, and God rejects them all. But Samuel says, I know God sent me here to do a work. And you need to know that God will never bring you to a place where his grace and his mercy cannot or will not keep you. So Samuel asks, is there yet still another son? Because we will not leave until God's will is done. So Jesse tells Samuel that he has a son that's out in the field named David. Bible says that when Samuel comes in the room, that the oil in the horn begins to stir up. It gets excited. Come on, somebody. Because the anointing recognized that David was anointed of God. And Samuel says, this is the one that God is anointed. Let me explain to you on this day that the anointing knows who you are. You may not be able to preach like Paul, but the anointing still knows who you are. You may not be able to sing like the heavenly angels, but the anointing knows who you are. And let me tell you something, if your anointing, amen, the Bible says it's the anointing that breaks every yoke. It is the anointing that breaks the yoke of bondage. It is the anointing that breaks the yoke of depression. It is the anointing that breaks the yoke of sickness. For we know sickness is not of God. It is the anointing, amen, that will get you through. It is the anointing, the anointing who knows who you are. You need to know today that the devil recognize your anointing, amen, and he will try to destroy you, amen. He may touch your finances, he may touch your body, amen. He may get in between your relationships and try to destroy marriages, amen. But there's one thing that the devil cannot touch, and that's your anointing. You're anointed, amen, that you can stand boldly and look the devil straight in the eye and say, get thee behind me. Somebody say amen. This is
amen.
Why I don't pay attention to people that talk about me behind my back, because they're where they should be, behind me. I don't concern myself with people that don't like me. I don't concern myself that people that talk about me. Let me tell you something, because until you know my joy and know my pain and know my troubles, until you walk these shoes, pay my dues, and felt my struggles, until you cried my tears, know my fears, and know my years, until then, you only know what you think you know, because I'm anointed by God. No weapon that is formed against me shall prosper.
Yes.
The anointing, apostle. The anointing knows who you are. Amen. We out in the radio listening world need to know that we have entered into a season of recompense. God is about to restore everything that has been taken from you. Everything that has been lost. God has anointed you where you can boldly go into the enemy's camp and take back what was stolen from you. God is about to restore everything that the cankerworm destroyed and ate up. If you lost your joy, go back into the camp. You're anointed to take it back. If you lost your peace, you're anointed to go into the camp and take it back. If the devil has destroyed your relationship and your marriage, you are anointed to tell the devil, get thee behind me, that you're under my foot, and go back because you're anointed, and reclaim what the devil has stolen from you. Stand bold, stand tall, stand on the word of God, and tell that devil that the anointing knows who I am. God bless you, and may heaven continue to smile upon you.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What a word. What a word. The anointing. Nobody can take your anointing, man of God. Oh. You were talking to me on today, even concerning about territories and different things. My goodness, you, that is a word truly designed. Lord. Me and those that are listening on today, praise God. And I know that we have folks listening online today, and there'll be anyone at this moment. The anointing is high right now, praise God.
Yes, sir.
You know, and folks need to know that what God has given them, that we have power and authority, and that all we have to do is walk in what God gave us. Amen. Praise God. You know, I wish we had more time because I need to have a part two, my goodness. But there's some people listening on the phone today that are logged in. Amen. Well, we got this powerful man of God on the line today. If you would like prayer at this time, I want you to press the number one on your keypad. Press the number one keypad, praise God. You know, because see, God, he's working in your situation. He's working things out in your situation, amen. And God wants you to understand that this is a time, amen, that he wants you to truly step out and trust him, amen. There's many out there going through some things, but I want you to know that one thing for sure, God said he has given you power, and you have the anointing. Anointing breaks still, Pastor. And we got a few people all right now, amen, that's looking for prayer. So I'm about to bring in area code 347-942. God bless you. This is Apostle Thompson. You're on the air. Area code 347-942. You're on the air.
Yes. Good evening, Pastor. I would like some prayers. I need prayers. I'm Elder Calvin's B sister, and I would like for her to pray for me because I'm going to go and have my eyes done to get cleaned out because I have diabetes, and I would like everybody to pray for me that everything comes out okay.
Oh, yes.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Praise.
You want me to pray your pastor?
But you can go. You want to pray for Pastor Gray?
You want me to pray, Apostle?
Yeah, sure. Pray for her. I think she wants you to pray for her. Sure.
This person that just called in is my sister. She's getting ready to have surgery on her eyes.
Oh, okay. You want me to pray?
If it's all right with you. I preached this sermon before I pray. I preached this sermon many years ago. And
yeah.
Topic of the sermon was the way is already made.
Amen. Amen.
And what to do when you don't know the what to do. You stand
still
and see the salvation of the Lord. Eternal God, our Father, once again, we hold in your holy and divine name because there's none other like you.
Yes,
Lord. Come across the world just to say thank you because you've been so good to us, Lord. We thank you, Father
yes.
God, that on our lying down last night, that an angel stood by our bedpost and watched over us all
mm-hmm.
night long. We thank you, Father God, that on this day, your
mm-hmm.
divine
thank
hand
you.
Prepared that
thank you,
once
Lord.
Again, we will find worthy in our eyesight to receive your touch,
mm-hmm.
O Father God.
Thank you, Lord.
We come, O Father God, on behalf of the
hallelujah.
People right now, and we ask
mm-hmm.
right now, in Jesus' name, Lord, that you remove all fear, that you remove all doubt, and let us know that she's in God's hand, and he can do anything but fail. We ask, Lord, that when she goes for her procedure, Lord, that you anoint the hands of the doctor, Lord, and allow her to come out of that operating room or that doctor's room with the knowledge and the understanding, knowing that God is able and that it's done, and that there should be no doubt the Lord has already made a way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. And I want to say this, as you were praying, man of God, you know, you hit it on the nose about the spirit of fear, praise God. But I also wanted to know that God said in my spirit, praise God, that he's giving you a new pair of eyes, spiritual eyes, amen, that you will also pair, be able to see in a deeper level of in the spiritual realm, amen. I want you to understand that do not be afraid for the enemy trying to combat your mind. But remember God's word, even in the midst of what's going on, God has not given you a spirit of faith, but of love and peace and a sound mind. And there will be angels in the room with you. Man, I want you to understand, God has in charge angels that are with you. Amen. And just like Daniel, when Daniel prayed, praise God, Bible said that when the angel finally came to Daniel, the angel said to Daniel, the day you prayed, your prayer was heard. Amen. So you be encouraged, woman of God. God bless you. Amen. And I wanted to say before we go on to the next person that got prayer, we have Pastor Calvin A. Green from Shout for Joy Baptist Church in New York, in the Bronx. Amen. And I just wanted to give you his phone number where you can contact him. It's area code 347-737-2254. Once again, that number is 347-737-2254. Amen. At this current time, they're temporarily at holding their worship services with their Bishop Albert Sutton, amen, senior, at 962 Origin Avenue in the Bronx, New York. The address, once again, 962 Origin Avenue in the Bronx, New York. Amen. The reason why I'm doing this now, because when we go into prayer, we're going to go over time. Amen. If you would like to sow into the radio broadcast ministry, you can actually go to our website, which is www.citywidecog.org. Once again, that is www.citywidecog.org. Amen. You can email us at info@thewordfortoday.org. That is, once again, info@thewordfortoday.org. Praise God. And also, I wanted to say to you, beloved, and listen, if you would like prayer, this is your opportunity to hit number one on your dial pad. Right now, we're going to bring in area code 662-313. God bless you. You're on the air and you're live.
How you doing, Pastor?
I'm blessed.
I called in for prayer. I've been having some unknown bills coming up, and I've been walking by faith. I'm just asking for an agreement that I know God gonna make a way. You know, I'm trying to keep my spiritual high, and know that despite what my mom say, I know God got me. I'm just asking for standing agreement that God gonna be with me with all these bills coming up now. So I'm assist. Because I got left with the bill when I was in my last relationship. So I'm just standing the green ground that God's going to make a way.
Oh, yes.
Amen, Sister Teresa. Go ahead, Pastor Calvin. You can pray for her.
Amen. Eternal God, our Father, once more again, we call on your holy and divine name. Amen. We ask you, O God, on behalf of the sister that called in for prayer, O Father God, that you let her know that you are a way maker. Amen. Yes, and that she can continue to be encouraged in you and trust and believe in you, Lord, that you will provide a miracle for her right now in the name of Jesus. She may not see where it's coming from, Lord, but know, let her know that you have her back, O Father God, and that she should not fret or be worried, O Father God, because you are indeed a way maker. You will provide in Jesus' name. Amen. The Bible says,
amen.
Faith the size of a mustard seed. That's all she needs to have, oh Father God.
Mm-hmm.
Standing on your promises, oh Father God,
mm-hmm.
that you will make a way and provide for her in the name of Jesus, we pray.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, allow her when she hangs up this phone, that her phone rings, and she receives her miracle over the phone. In Jesus' name we pray.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Amen. Amen. And I want to say that, you know, one thing about knowing that when we ask God for prayer or we ask someone to touch or be in agreement with us, and say, I want you, the Bible says, believe in those things that are not as if they were. And I want you to get into a position, even when I disconnect you from, you know, not off the air, but when I back on, I want you to get into a place, and I want you to start praising God. You that are listening on the phone today, see, there's a breakthrough. See, the man of God spoke about, hallelujah, about the anointing, about protecting the anointing, amen. But I want you to understand, though, that there's something that happens when the anointing of God is in the midst of your presence in the situation. And see, if you would just take out some time and stop praising God, start thanking him. The Bible said that he inhibits the praises of his people. And I believe if you start praising God, like you lost your mind. They just say, Pastor, give God a crazy praise, an unusual praise. I believe that David, he was giving God an unusual praise. It was a crazy praise because he praised God so hard, my God, that he danced his way out of his clothes, my goodness. And I'm telling you on today, whatever it is that you want God to do, see, God is able, God is faithful, God is willing, but you got to believe. And I don't know why I'm going this way, but God wants you that's listening on this line today to just start giving him praise, you know. And if you start praising God, see, there's some things around us, amen. There's some people, oh my goodness, there's people and things that be around us sometimes, but if you start praising God, you'll see things starting to move out the way, amen. And God wants you to get in a position to give him praise. A lot of us, we get a little lax sometimes. We say, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, and, you know, we give up. You know, God wants you to spend time with him. God wants you to this is a whole other sermon, but I just want to let you know, though, my goodness, but God wants a lot of us to spend time. I heard you say, Pastor Green, as you were speaking to the people about, you know, there's some haters out there, the backstabbers you were talking about. My goodness, that's another title right there. But yeah, those backstabbers and the folks that talked about you, don't worry about them because they talked about Jesus. So you know they're going to talk about you. But one thing for certain, amen, is if you would just trust God on today and understand that everything that you go through is for the glory of God. Everything, every trial, every tribulation, everything you're going through is only to make you bigger, it's only to make you stronger, only to give you endurance. So you that are listening on the phone right now, I just want to say a prayer for my brother Isaac, amen, that's going through some things, and sister Darcy, I want to say a prayer for them, praise God, that God, that they will, God will just continue to bless them individually, that God will meet them in their hurt, God will meet them in their sleep, God will meet you at your need, God will meet you spiritually to encourage and grow and help you to even grow in him even the more, that your mindset will become like him, amen, and that God is removing every obstacle out your way in the name of Jesus. And I speak and decree even blessings upon your family even right now, that even that the children, amen, will have an obedient spirit unto the Lord, amen, and everything that's working against you, every assassin and everything that's been sent to destroy you shall by no means have the victory, because God said in his word that weapons form against you, but they will not prosper. So I even send back right now every word that's been spoken in darkness to destroy you. And I speak right now in the name of Jesus that it is done. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen. Amen. Beloved Pastor, I want to thank you for coming on today. We passed the 5:30 mark. I am so humbled to have you, praise God. I need to come out there and visit you all. I'm going to have to check my calendar, amen, and see when, how we can fellowship once again, amen. And I'm telling you, this is Pastor, amen, Calvin Green from Shout for Joy Baptist Church in New York. Hallelujah. This is anointing all over me. I'm trying to contain myself, amen. But he's over there, amen. again at 962 Orchard Avenue in the Bronx, New York. Amen. Please visit me. Email us, amen, at the info at citywidecog.org, or, like I said before, info at the word number four today.org. Amen. And don't forget, help support us. We're going to be back on tomorrow, this coming Friday. Praise God. I got Joe McRae Productions. Joe McRae, he is a gospel producer, playwriter, actor. He has a brand new play coming out on May 16th called Jesus Loves Me. Amen. I had the pleasure of meeting him 5 years ago, Pastor. I was doing a gospel comedy show at the Crossroads Theaters in New Brunswick, New Jersey. And we, God, just placed him on my heart. Amen. We became friends. Amen. We're going to have a cast on this Friday. We're giving away some tickets. Y'all need to be here. Praise God. We have Evangelist Prophetess, actually, Wendy Key coming on, I believe, tomorrow. Amen. You just need to join us. Praise God. We have a full week. Amen. I just want to thank each and every one that's out there. Thank God for your wife, Pastor Gloria Green. Amen. I thank God for my faithful members that come on. Amen. You know, I thank you. I see you on the phone today. Praise God. I want to thank everyone for your support. Sister Teresa, everybody that's been coming on and it's being a blessing. Amen. Well, man, God, you have anything you'd like to say?
No, that's it, sir. I just appreciate you having me to come speak. Amen. It's such a blessing. Amen. I'm asking that you soliciting your prayers. You know, I've been going through. I have a final stenosis, and but thank God it doesn't need surgery. But I am enduring a lot of pain. So you just pray that
Man of God.
It's in my back, and it runs down my left leg to my foot.
Okay, because I'm feeling in my spirit, like in the left leg. That's what God was just showing me. I want to pray with you right now. Heavenly Father, even right now, Lord, I know there's nothing impossible for you to do. The woman that had the issue of blood, she just wanted to make it to touch the hem of your garment, and virtue left you. And even right now, I speak, Lord, that the virtue, your healing virtue, would also just manifest itself in this man of God. Even right now, as I'm laying my hand on my left knee, as I'm laying it on my left leg, Father, Lord, I decree as a point of contact healing, I decree in his body, Lord, that everything, hallelujah, every infirmity will go in the name of Jesus. I speak right now to sickness to flee in the name of Jesus. You have no power. You have no dominion in this man's body. Amen. Every organ, every tissue, every blood vessel and artery, every bone marrow, everything will line up according to God. Even right now, the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit will burn out every unclean spirit, everything that would try to be inflicted upon you, every word, every warlock, every spell, every curse that has been called upon your life, I reverse it in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, I ask you right now, Lord, that you would touch him. In the name of Jesus. And I speak it now. It will be instantaneously right now. Divine healing. Divine healing now, Father. You said when two of us touch and agree in your name on anything, that it shall be established. And even right now, we decree it done. This is a work that is done. Hallelujah. And even as he walks, even as he's moving his body and doing different things, let him feel, hallelujah, that the healing that's going through his body has taken place, Father. Let your power, let your consuming fire run throughout his being, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you right now, Father, for each and every person on this line. I speak kingdom blessings upon your family. I rebuke and bind up the backlash of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. And from this day forward, I decree and I declare in the lives of thy people new beginnings, Lord, that even those that are impregnated shall give a birth that will not be still born, but it shall come pass, Lord. It shall come to pass. And, Lord, we thank you for the promises of your word on this day.
Yes, Lord.
In
yes,
Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise
amen.
God. Amen. I look forward to meeting you, sir. I know I got to come to New York. I got family out there all over the place. Amen. I got some traveling engagements and some speaking engagements, but I'm going to do my best. Y'all just let me know. Amen. So I can try to adjust my calendar when you would like me to come visit or you got something coming on so we can try to, like, catch up and fellowship with one another, okay?
Yes, we will, Pastor.
Amen. Thank
Amen.
You so much once again. I'm humbled
thank
to have
you,
our guests on today. Amen. And to you that are listening on the line, thank you once again. Well, this is yours truly, Apostle Andre Thompson, and this is the Word for the Day radio broadcast ministry. Please join me on tomorrow at 5 p.m. sharp. God bless you. We love you, and so do Jesus. Good night. Amen.
God bless you.
You too, sir.